Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
So what are we going to do here, folks? I only need 11,000 votes. Fellas, I need 11,000 votes. Give me a break.
Former President Donald Trump's call to Georgia's Secretary of State pressuring him to find votes in 2020 helped lay the groundwork for a sprawling election interference case. Yesterday, the judge dismissed some of the charges against him, including whether he asked officials to violate their oaths of office. The charges could be narrowed and filed again, and Trump still faces 10 other counts there. House Republicans have reopened an investigation of the January 6th Capitol riot, questioning law enforcement's failure to detect pipe bombs left outside National Party offices. But Democratic Representative Norma Torres of California says public hearings could undermine the FBI's ongoing investigation.
This isn't an episode of CSI or Law and Order. We don't get to write our own ending according to what may or may not be convenient for our politics.
The House has passed a bill banning the popular video app TikTok if its Chinese owners don't sell their stake, which some call a national security threat. The bill now goes to the Senate, where its prospects are unclear. Newly installed RNC co-chair Lara Trump says the party is seeking volunteer poll watchers for its new election integrity division. Ballot fraud is extremely rare, but Trump insists protecting the vote is their top priority.
To anyone out there who is thinking about cheating in an election, we will go after you. You will be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. It is not worth it.
The former president has made repeated unproven charges about ballot collection programs, but his daughter-in-law says the RNC has now launched what she calls a legal ballot harvesting operation, run by an election denier and former Trump attorney. With a new liberal majority, the Wisconsin Supreme Court will reconsider a previous decision banning ballot drop boxes. The court could overturn a 2022 ruling that only the voters themselves can use them, and only at county election offices. Democratic Governor Maura Healey plans to pardon tens of thousands convicted of marijuana possession, which disproportionately impacts people of color. Healey says Massachusetts will be the first state, but she encourages others to do the same.
In fact, we believe that this is the most sweeping cannabis pardon ever proposed by any governor in the United States.
4 years after Louisville police shot and killed Breonna Taylor, new federal legislation aims to ban no-knock warrants. Taylor, an unarmed black woman, died when seven plainclothes officers broke into her apartment unannounced. Her mother, Tamika Palmer, calls the bill the right way to commemorate her daughter's murder.
I'm so grateful to have people in the room who continue to understand how important that what happened to Breonna never happens again.
I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.